Yeah, I'm on it.
Project Hound. Must have read about it. Stored it away. Experiment at a CIA facility in Liberty, Indiana. H-O-U-N-D.
That's as far as my access goes, I'm afraid.
Well, there must be an override, a password.
I imagine so, but that'd be Major Barrymore's.
Password. He sat here when he thought it up. Describe him to me.
You've seen him?
Describe him.
He's Vladdy Martinet. A throwback. The sort that have sent into sewers.
Good, excellent, old-fashioned. Traditionalist, not the sort of man that uses children's name as a password. He loves his job, proud of it, and this is work-related, sir. What's an eye level? Books. James Defense Weekly, bound copies. Hannibal. Langton. Rommel. Churchill's History of the English-Speaking Peoples, all four volumes. Churchill. Well, he's fond of Churchill. Copy of the Downing Street Years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, separate biographies of Thatcher. Mid-1980s, at a guess, father and son, Barrymore Senior, medals, Distinguished Service Order.
That date, I'd say Falklands veteran.
Right, so Thatcher's looking more likely bet than Churchill.
So that's the password?
No, with a man like Major Barrymore, any first name terms would do. Users. Incredibly suggestible. They wanted to use it as an anti-personnel weapon to totally disorientate the enemy using fear and stimulus, but they shut it down and hid it away in 1986.
Because of what it did to the subjects they tested it.
And what they did to others. Prolonged exposure drove them insane. Made them almost uncontrollably aggressive.
So someone's been doing it again? Carrying on the experiment?
Attempting to refine it, perhaps. The last 20 years.
Who?
Those names mean anything to you?
No, not a thing.
Five principal scientists. 20 years ago. Maybe my friends somewhere in the back of the picture. Someone who was old enough to be there at the time of the experiments in 1986. Maybe somebody who says cell phone because of time spent in America. You remember, John?
Mm-hmm. Here's my cell number.
Gave us his number in case we needed him.
Oh, my God, Bob Franklin. But Bob doesn't even work on. I mean, he's a virologist. This was chemical warfare.
That's where he started, then. And he's never lost the certainty, the obsession that that drug really could work. Nice of him to give us his number. Let's arrange a little meeting.